From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth broadcast, originating from our studios here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Last week and this week, we have been looking at what I believe to be a very interesting as well as important subject for Christians to understand, and that is God's plan for the nation of Israel. And when we read the newspaper and watch the news or listen to it on the radio, we can see that there's a lot taking place over there in the land of Israel. And, you know, we need to be sharp on what's going on over there. I know that when we follow a lot of what's taking place over there, it can be discouraging from time to time, but we need to understand what's taking place in the land of Israel. And don't turn the radio off, don't turn the television off, don't throw away your newspaper when you're reading about what's taking place over there, simply because of the fact, as Christians, we need to understand what God is doing in Israel. They are now in unbelief. They are now a nation that is, well, they don't submit to the Messiah of the Lord Jesus Christ. They eventually will. But because of their sin and because of the fact that they have rejected the Messiah, they are missing out on God's ultimate blessing, which, however, will be fulfilled in the future. And the Lord willing, we will look at that tomorrow. But last week and this week, we have been looking at God's plan for Israel. And if you do not have the notes and the outlines and even a CD of the programs, I would encourage you to contact us and receive them. To keep in mind, it's important for us to understand what God's doing through Israel. I don't have the time on these programs to get into any one of these aspects of our study in detail. But what I am attempting to do is to give you an overview as to what God's plan for Israel is, so that as you watch the news and hear about different things that are taking place over there, you'll be able to put all of that into perspective as to what God says about Israel. Last week, we looked at the promise of a nation that would be given to Israel called Israel. And that promise, of course, came out of the Abrahamic covenant. We also looked at the promise of a land for Israel that they ultimately will have, and that promise will be fulfilled in the millennium when they'll be in all of the land that basically is the Fertile Crescent of the Middle Eastern part of the world. We also looked at the promise of a king for Israel. Ultimately, the Lord Jesus Christ will come out of the loins of David and rule over the nation of Israel forever. Yesterday, we looked at the problem of sin within Israel. In other words, in Deuteronomy 28, God promised Israel, if you obey me, I'm going to bless you beyond imagination. But if you disobey me, then I will curse you. And the reason why Israel has not been strong since about 530 BC, after they came back from the Babylonian captivity, until today, is simply because of the fact that they have been living in unbelief. Well, today, let's look at the present state of spiritual blindness for Israel. You know, I'm very thankful for the fact that from time to time, I find a Jewish person who has come to recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah. And I've been told that even over in the land of Israel, there are a number of men and women there who are Jewish who have recognized Jesus Christ as the Messiah. I've also been told that there are a number of Jewish people who are secret Christians, as it were. Now, I don't support the idea of a secret Christian. I think that a Christian who really knows and loves the Lord ought to be standing up and speaking for Christ. But there are many, as I've been told that there are many people over in Israel who have recognized Jesus Christ as their Messiah. They've trusted him as their Savior, but they don't speak out a lot about it due to the ridicule that they would get from their family and friends and even separation from their families. And so you can pray for those folk who would be in that category. But the important thing for us to understand today is that the present state of Israel is that they are living in a spiritual blindness, in the sense that they've rejected the Messiahship of Jesus Christ. They've rejected the Messiahship of Jesus Christ. I would encourage you to take some time, one of these days, to study Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11. Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11, because those three chapters lay out for us exactly what God is doing through Israel. But notice verse 25 of Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11 and verse 25 says, as Paul is speaking under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, he says, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in." And I wish that we had the time to go in depth to what this is teaching us, but just the highlight of it today is to recognize that right now Israel is living in a spiritual blindness because they don't recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah. For some background on that, we go back to the Gospel of John chapter 1. And in John chapter 1, we find that it speaks concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world. And notice what it says in verses 11 and 12 of John chapter 1. It says, in reference to Jesus Christ, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. That means he came unto his own creation, that is the earth, and his own people, the Jewish people, received him not. He came to present himself as their Messiah. He came to present himself as their king. But they rejected him. They received him not. And praise the Lord, it goes on in verse 12 of John 1 to say, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, you know, we look at that and we say, well, that's just a simple verse in the Bible that talks about the fact that those who receive Christ become the children of God and so forth. And that's true. That's very important. But keep in mind the Jewish context of it. Jesus, as the Messiah, the promised Messiah of Israel, came to the Jewish people. He presented himself to them, but they received him not. And because they did not receive him, they went into a spiritual blindness during what the Bible calls the time of the Gentiles. Now, go back to Romans chapter 11 and verse 25. Notice what it says there in the last part of the verse. It says that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. What is the fullness of the Gentiles? What is the time of the fullness of the Gentiles? Well, that's the time in which we live right now. That is this dispensation of grace. And it is in the dispensation of grace that God is calling out from all the nations of the world a people for himself. That is called the church. The church is God's called out assembly, set apart unto him through faith in Jesus Christ, to show forth the wisdom of God to the world. And, of course, the church will spend eternity with Christ in heaven, in the land without tears, in time without end. So right now, we are living in the time of the Gentiles, as it were. When the fullness of the Gentiles become in, then Israel is going to be saved. When will that take place? Well, the time of the Gentiles will end at the rapture, when the church is caught up to be with the Lord Jesus Christ in the air. Following the rapture, prophetically, we see that the earth, in fact, Israel itself, will go into the great tribulation. Now, we're going to be talking about that more tomorrow, the Lord willing. But it's in the great tribulation period that God will save many people, many Jewish people. In fact, the nation of Israel will recognize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Well, the fact of the matter is their spiritual blindness that they have experienced since the time of the Assyrian and the Babylonian captivities in the Old Testament continues until this day. And when the fullness of the Gentiles become in, when the church is raptured up into heaven, then the great tribulation will set in, and it will be during the great tribulation that God will be preparing Israel for the coming of the Messiah, and eventually, as a nation, Israel will be saved. But now, Israel is in a time of spiritual blindness. We do need to pray for them. We must pray for them consistently. And I'm always amazed at what we find in Romans chapter 10 and verse 1, where Paul, who was an Israelite, he was a Jewish person, he says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." And then verse 2 goes on, where Paul says, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." Israel is right now in a time of spiritual blindness because they rejected the Messiah. That blindness will continue until after the rapture, when during the great tribulation there will be some Jewish people who will come to Christ, and ultimately in the millennium they will recognize Jesus Christ as the true Messiah. Right now, however, we need to pray for the nation of Israel. So the present state of Israel is that they are in spiritual blindness. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll look at the prospect of restoration for Israel, and so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, keep looking up, because remember, Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.